2011 was a historic year by way of record flooding and searing heat. And looking back over the last year, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe says last year was a tough year that also included
a busy and deadly tornado season and a slow recovery from national economic woes. However, our agriculture industry has rebounded after those floods. We continue to rebuild and recover from the storms. And Arkansas remains one of only four states to make it through the past two fiscal years without a general revenue shortfall. We can't predict everything 2012 will bring with it, but we know some of the events that are on the horizon. First and foremost, the Arkansas General Assembly will convene in February to set the state budget for the coming fiscal year that begins in July.
And during his weekly radio address, Beebe says this will be the second fiscal session that was created by a vote of Arkansans in 2008. Beebe says this is different from a regular legislative session.
This session is designed to address only budget issues, not to fashion and debate new policies. The legislature held to this ideal 2 years ago, and I've seen no indications that this February will be any different. The state's general revenue budget will again be tight, and operations budgets for most state agencies will remain flat. With a small increase in revenue being forecast, I will propose a funding increase in K-12 education to ensure our continued push for excellence and compliance with adequacy requirements. Beyond that, we will examine other areas where the demand for government services has continued to increase.
Beebe says a good example of that is Medicaid.
Rising health care costs and a struggling national economy continue to increase demand for Medicaid services, and soon our state budget will be unable to keep up with this demand. We now believe we will have sufficient Medicaid funding for the coming fiscal year. But our improved national standing for per capita income means that federal matching funds for Medicaid will be decreased. The result is a projected Medicaid shortfall in the hundreds of millions of dollars by fiscal year 2014. That is why we want to begin instituting our payment reform initiatives for Arkansas health care in 2012. What began as an idea to curb rising Medicaid costs has become a system-wide effort to better control health care costs while improving quality of care.
Beebe says they're working with the interested parties to improve the system. Some ideas include bundling payments, eliminating duplication of expensive tests, and placing a strong emphasis on results.
This effort could position Arkansas as a national innovator in developing state-led solutions in health care. Finally, 2012 will be a busy and contentious election year. The presidency, four Arkansas congressional seats, and every seat in the state legislature will be on the ballot, along with countless local and judicial contests. While voters will hear many ideas and promises from candidates, I encourage you to ask thoughtful questions about the real-world impact of campaign pledges. New programs often require new revenue, which can mean higher taxes. And cost-cutting ideas and lower taxes can have a very real impact on state services and job growth. We can all work together to improve our state, but those improvements are best made through pragmatic debate and solutions, not heated rhetoric and impractical promises.
Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe in a weekly radio address, taking a look at what 2012 will bring.